went into the decision to shuffle the lines up a little bit today, similar to the third period against St. Louis?
And that was the decision. We liked the way the lines structured out, liked the way they performed. It gives us a little bit of a different matchup rotation coming off the bench.
What's the biggest challenge for a guy like Michael Frolik to go to the middle in that spot?
Well, he's had some experience with it. Mike's a real smart guy, but you have different responsibilities on the ice. The big one is in your own end. But without getting into great detail, because of our neutral zone, the way we run it, the wingers get to be the low forward quite often, so it's not something that he doesn't see on a nightly basis.
This late in the season, you know, you've coached for a long time. Are you comfortable having different lines at this stage?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you have to be, because you're going to have injuries and it's going to happen again. I'd be really happy if we had no line juggling and everybody was in the lineup. But, I don't have a concern about that, and I'll move them around if I don't like where we're at tonight.
I mean, Andrew Ladd just said that you guys played a very good game on Saturday night, and then for whatever reason, you got away from it. Consistency is something that teams always strive for. Is it a cause for alarm that there's a bump in the road at this stage?
Not. The first period was even. They were good in the second period. And that being said, the shots were 11-10 after two. So the scoreboard sometimes make you feel a little differently about your hit play. They were better than we were in the second. They were quicker, especially in the first 10-minute block. But over six periods against those two teams on the road missing what we're missing, there's going to be chunks of the game, and it may even happen in here tonight, that you don't have the control of the game that you'd like, that in your mind's eye, when you're playing the way you're supposed to play, you're not going to dominate those teams. So I'm comfortable where we're at with that, with the consistency level. We've given up the fewest red zone shots or the close-in shots in the National Hockey League in the last seven games. So we're pretty tight. We're playing the way we need to play right now with the situation we have with our injuries and give ourselves a good chance to win.
How different is Florida compared to what you saw back in January? Yeah. And I guess you throw in the fact that you don't have Matthew Perreault to get 4-4 you here tonight either.
Completely different. Some of it is just schedule. We caught them at the end of a long trip where they had an awful lot of success and had played into Edmonton, and it was kind of a no-hitter game, and then they came and we had a completely different style of hockey for them to play. They've got a really unusual set of circumstances here. I don't know that I've ever seen a team get 4 days off in March, which is almost always your busiest month. So they're going to be, trying to get eager, lots of energy to get back and feeling good. And we've played a couple of real physical teams, so that's the game that's in our head. So, and we're hopeful we'll bring that. But it will be a completely different style of game than we saw.
Is there more importance to get out of the gate early with their time off this week?
Well, you know what? You can always make plans for what might happen, but just as easily they haven't played and they're excited. And I think what you got here is they're six out, and they've sat and watched teams crawl a little bit farther away from them, and this game for them, I'm sure, is a must-win game in their mind. They'll never say it. The media will ask them if it is. Those are the things they're going through. But they're going to feel it in that room. There's going to be a tremendous amount of energy from them. This is going to be a high-paced game.
Do you have to say anything to Michael Hutchinson, or just lean on the fact that he is such a level-headed person and has that composure?
Yeah, I mean, we have routines that we go through with our goaltenders in terms of coaching them on a daily basis, so we had a normal routine with Mike.